Hello, hello, hello. Guess where you landed? Congratulations at one of the greatest podcasts in existence. That's right, fam. This is the Big Kid Show. You found the right place. You got your friends here, Mr. B. We got Sweetwater Mark, and you got Big Nick here to talk to you, to talk at you. Once again, another Sunday fun day for the Big Kid Show. Make sure you like, subscribe, or unsubscribe to the show. It doesn't really matter at this point. We're just kind of going to be here always and forever.
Coming forever.
No, yeah, that's right. Hey, another Big Kid Show, and we got a fun one for you here today, kids. It's going to be a draft day. You know how much we love draft day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to the people in the back. We welcome and appreciate your applause. Well, what are we drafting here today, boys and girls? Well, we're going to take a look at the catalog of one of the big kids' favorite bands. We are going to get our metal on. That's right. We, all three of us, and if you've seen us anywhere in person or maybe on YouTube, you will know that we are, all three of us, are rock star thin, tattooed up, sleeves on both sides. Sweetwater Mark's
getting a tattoo right now.
And Sweetwater Mark's got enough guitars for all of us to play here in the treehouse. So today we are going to visit the Metallica catalog and draft the greatest song list for the Metallica fans out there. Your big kids, each one of us will be in charge of drafting five Metallica songs. And of course, each song can only be drafted once. And we do have some rules, because the boys in Metallica, they like to release albums and write music, so they have a plethora of songs to choose from. Plethora. One of the rules will be no covers. Cannot pick a cover tune from the great band of Metallica. That would be things like Turn the Page and several other covers. We also will not be allowed to pick any live tracks. So that's, you know, we have different live tracks on a couple of their albums, and maybe we've seen them on different shows, the Grammys and whatnot, throughout the years, performing some awesome live tracks. We are going straight studio cuts from the studio, from one of the best in the biz, the Metallica metal band biz. Here we go. All right. So,
boom.
First order of the day. This is a snake draft, which is very fitting because everybody loves that little snake at the bottom right-hand corner of the Black album, don't they? That's, they kind of hit it. They did a black snake, black on black, baby.
And hey, little tip, I don't know that the snake, his name is Pete.
Get it right.
Nobody knows that.
Did you just make that up?
I made that up.
Oh. Nope. Forever now forward will be known as Pete.
You know,
Pete
snake. I have a feeling if anybody in Metallica or close to them is listening, we are about to get some comeuppance.
Just for the record here, boys, I will be, and part of the research team may have to help me because there's going to be so many of them, I will be running the Will Lars Sue Us counter in the background. So we just got our first click there trying to name Pete as the snake.
Ryan, so Lars Ulrich, we beg for your mercy, kind
sir. Beg for mercy, sir.
Please give your attorney the day off.
He has a family.
He has a family. Children.
Hang out with his children.
All we'll have to do is we'll have to go back and reference our attorney episode, because we might have to hire those people.
Yes. Lars's attorney's been working nonstop since 97 when when Napster came along.
Yeah, Napster.
If you haven't seen it, go back and listen to that episode, the lawsuits episode. But there's some of those lawsuits that got off that, yes, boys, I think there's a lawyer there that can help us out.
That poor attorney has not seen it. He missed his children growing up. They are now all in college, living far away. He missed their entire adolescence. So what we will not miss is the draft order. Let's go through the draft order. As said, it will be a snake draft. That means it will be 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, and then 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1 again. And then if you can't follow the sequence after that, then just turn off your phone right now and stop listening. You have some learning to do. How about this? Look at this. This is very fitting. It's an all black hat.
That's an official hat. I see it.
It is an official hat. It's actually an official MLB hat, Major League Baseball. And it does, if you look closely, even though it's all black, you can see
Metallica League Baseball.
An awesome C there, which stands for the one and only Cincinnati Reds. All right. Each of our big kids. Their big fat names are in the black hat, and I'm going to pull out the first one. The first one will be drafting in the number one spot.
Important stuff here.
Come on, buddy.
No deuces. No whammies.
You can't. All right.
Oh, Big Nick.
Rigged.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, boys, with the snake draft, I want the third spot. That's the spot. I actually prefer the third.
So we're continuing the snake draft is what you're saying in this wonderful draft.
Number two. Pete the snake draft. Mark.
Sweetwater.
Mr. B.
Bringing up the rear. Bringing up the rear with him, Mr. B.
I hope my name's in there.
Nope.
Yeah.
Pete is in from there.
Pete the Snake.
Pete the Snake has taken your place.
All right. With that said, let's now start and let the draft begin.
Oh, Big Nick, he's already entered the war room. He's got people just like surrounding him. He's got the phones out.
Nick just opened a door and like 15 people just walked in.
Yeah. And they're all wearing, they've got suits on.
They're all wearing black suits. And black shirts. This is getting a little weird.
We almost had a casualty there, boys. My headphones just flew off for no reason.
It's windy over there, that side of the room.
For the Metallica draft, I had to put in my lip ring. It's official. Let the draft begin. And with
earrings.
With the number one pick, where do you think we're going here, boys?
I mean, you're probably going to go something off of the newest album, right?
He loves Reload.
You know what? The Reload album is not bad. The Load album is not bad as well. But with the one pick, the number one pick, it's only fitting that I take the song One.
Yes, good pick, buddy.
One.
Maybe the most famous of all of the Metallica songs. Now, I'll say this, boys. I was lucky enough to have the privilege to see Metallica live. This would have been 2019, I'm guessing. So it's in their later days. I wish I would have been allowed to see them when I was younger. And I did have some opportunities. They came to Columbus, but it was always festival style, right? Where they're playing like Sonic Temple or Rock on the Range. And it's like, okay, that's cool. But do I really want the one time that I get to see Metallica where I pay top dollar and they play a short set because they're paired with a million other bands? The answer for Big Nick is a big no. So Nick wants to see them when they are doing their thing because they do it better than most. And I got lucky, went up to Cleveland, saw them. They played a show all by themselves, no opener to worry about. They did a really cool thing where the way that they kept your interest as they were filling the arena is they had Jim Brewer, the comedian from Saturday Night Live.
Nice.
He didn't do like a stand-up set. He just like walked around with a microphone, goofed off, talked about Metallica, talked about his favorite songs. That's he would awesome. Like go back behind stage to the green room or whatever and try to interview the band and then talk to like crew members and things like that. And then they have flash and show Metallica music videos. He did do some AC/DC karaoke, which was really cool. And then he did a lot of interaction with the audience. And we goofed around a few weeks back about a Weezer concert. And I had talked about that was one of the concerts where the age range was significant. It was vast, right? There was a big difference in age range between the youngest Weezer fan at that concert and the oldest Weezer fan. Metallica, the range was even greater, my friends. There was somebody there was like 78 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody that was 8 years old. And the 78-year-old person had really good tickets, as they should. So,
as they should.
Jim Brewer did a great job, but I say all that to say this. One of my favorite memories of MTV when I was a wee little lad was to see the boys of Metallica. Like, I knew rock music real well. That's what I grew up listening and loving and buying all the albums. And I loved metal. And Metallica was just really trying to get onto the radio at the time, just starting to get some main play, right? Some play in the mainstream. And seeing that video where it goes from the clips of that, what was that movie called? Billy Get Your Guns or something? The black and white film where The guy lost all his arms and limbs and
Edward Scissorhands?
No. That was, the man was born with scissors for hands, Mark. Some compassion, please. Some compassion. But
threw you off there.
Yes, it did.
It's like, goddamn Johnny Depp. Now he's thinking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, in the video, you know, you got the guy from Johnny Get Your Guns where he didn't even have a face. Like, he can't talk or
jeez, see. I don't think I've seen this guy.
You've never seen the one video? It's tragic.
Maybe it's been a while. Maybe I just need to go back and refresh my
Mark's
memory.
Traumatized. He's pushed it to the back recesses of his mind.
Out of here. Well,
me, Big Nick and I, we would stay up till midnight just hoping that they would play it on Headbanger's Ball. And every once in a while, we'd be like, yes, they're playing.
That scene when they are just jamming and there's no singing and they get to the really heavy part of one and they're just jamming out in that airplane hangar. Still one of my favorite scenes from any music video I've ever witnessed. Now, I witnessed that in person up in Cleveland in an arena in the dark. They just shut off all the lights when they got to that part on one and just cranked it out. Little pyrotechnics going on. And to see that in person was so impressive because you see the video, you hear it on the album a million times because we've all played that song a million times, heard it on the radio a million times. That part live is so impressive to see four dudes be able to do that in person. Mm-hmm. In unison with one another is just incredible. So I'm very happy to take the number one pick with the song One. Again, would prefer the second or third pick, but I think I might have got the creme de la creme of the Metallica songs. Rebuttals, please.
Yeah, my team's getting a little anxious to draft over here, Nick. So anytime you're ready,
I would have bet $1,000 Big Nick was going to take One as his number one, just because I know that guy. But the problem why you never really hear One on the radio is because it's 7.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
Or you hear the radio edit version where they chop a bunch of the stuff out. But excellent pick, Big Nick. I almost could have called that one. So
I had that. Nick's not going to like this. I had a third round grade on One. But see, I think what's going to be interesting with this draft is where we came into our Metallica listening ship. Because
exactly.
You guys, I think, came in a little earlier than I did. Like, the Black Album was where I really was introduced to Metallica, whereas I think you guys had exposure to some of the earlier albums, which is why it's funny. You talk to Metallica fans and they hear the Black Album, they're like, oh, it's the one they sold out on. It's like, well, yeah, it's also the one they probably padded their wallet for the rest of their lives on. So, you
now
know,
they're worth $1 billion. Yeah.
You call me a sellout, I'll call me rich.
I'll sell out today, right now.
Still waiting for Hootie and the Blowfish to call me for that just cameo appearance. But no, I will pick, Big Nick, what I thought you were going to pick as your number one, and to me is the undisputed champion of Metallica songs. But obviously, can be disputed because One is a great song. I think we're not going to pick a bad song today. I don't think we're picking
15 of the best Metallica songs. I think we're going to hit all of them.
And there's way more than 15. But for me, guys, I got to go Enter Sandman. Enter Sandman number one. That was the one that, again, it was the first, I think it was the first Metallica song I ever heard. And then as a frequent visitor of the Cincinnati Cyclones, which is a ECHL minor league hockey team, that song was used immensely as a build-up song for the hockey games and for big moments. So I think for me, it's not even just the song. There's also some emotional attachment to it that kind of goes with the memories of, I grew up a block and a half from the arena where the hockey arena was. So, I mean, I was going to 15, 20 games a year. So, and it was cheap, right? As a minor league team, you get tickets for less than $10. So yeah, I think for me, it's definitely Enter Sandman, but I'm very curious which direction Mr. B goes here.
Full disclosure, Enter Sandman, not even on my list.
Wow.
And it's not because it's a bad song. It's because I think I heard that one so much and it was shoved down my throat that I was just like, that's not even their best song. And so, You know what I mean? It's like one of those things.
Disagree. No, I'm just kidding.
And it's, again, it's a great song. It's an amazing song. It was just one that I heard so much that I even would skip it on the album because I'd heard it so much before I even got the album, if that makes any sense.
To me, that riff is just so iconic.
Oh,
I think that's...
That's like the first thing I learned on guitar.
Yeah, I think it's one of their most iconic riffs of any of the riffs. If you took a general poll of people and asked about Metallica, I think that's the riff that most people would think of. I could be wrong, but that's my theory.
Big Nick and I, in our debut band, Ass Bag, we played in the Sandman, and we played it perfectly.
Perfectly.
Don't forget, we were the Lumberjacks before that.
Actually. Yeah. So that we had a lot of names, and I mean, and then we broke up because of creative differences. But you know, it's
everybody can.
I wouldn't say we played Inner Sandman perfectly, but it was in my head.
It was perfectly
to play. Yeah, it was one of the songs we had learned.
We played that riff a little bit.
So, what song are you going with, B?
Okay, so for my first pick, the end of the first round, again, to me, this is my favorite Metallica song. I got lucky being third. I'm going to go with Creeping Death from Ride the Lightning.
So, and I know this is an album that you reference often when Metallica is the subject matter, so I know this is an album that you're very fond of. This was probably the first album that I fell in love with from Metallica. I did own and have a cassette tape of Kill 'Em All at my older cousin's recommendation, but I had only, when I was real young, I'd only found one or two songs that I liked, and then once I fell in love with the Ride the Lightning album, then I went back and had a much stronger appreciation for Kill 'Em All. But I want to point out something here as we have discussed some of our picks for the first round, is that I'm immediately noticing a different approach from some of us in this draft. And so the quick thing I want to point out to the listeners out there that the idea of this is, of course, we have the rules of no live tracks, no covers. But the idea is that each one of us are trying to create a great song list, a great track list for an audience. So having said that, I want to be clear about something. I don't want to take anything away from all the nice things I said about the song One. But with a catalog as big as Metallica's, One is far from my favorite Metallica song. I'm going for audience appreciation because I'm creating that song list, the best five song list of Big Nick's opinion. So I think you hit on something though here, B, because Creeping Death is one that is regularly in their live set, and because it's a very theatrical song, they
put, hell yeah, it's badass.
It's very well, it's incredibly, it plays well to the audience in getting a lot of audience participation. And they do this song live way differently than they do it on the studio track. And so this is one of their signature songs when they're playing a big live long set. So good pick. And same with Enter Sandman. Typically you're going to see that one, not every night, but you're going to see that in the encore. I think we picked three songs that we all might expect to see in a Metallica live show encore.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to move on to my next pick. So the beginning of the second round. And before I do that, I just want to say, park it yourself, Metallica breath. With my next pick, I'm going to go with, which I think their second best song, but again, hey, we're all drafting our own set list here. I'm going to go with a little song from Master of Puppets called Welcome Home Sanitarium.
Sanitarium.
Oh my God, I love that song. The whole presentation of the song is amazing. It's again, a lot of the stuff from the first few albums aren't always as popular with the public because they're longer. I mean, all these songs are 6-7 minutes long, but I just love that song. Plus also Big Nick would love it. They used it on the true crime documentary
Paradise Lost.
Yes, they used that on there, which that would never be able to fly now. But the fact when they did it, it was back before Metallica was ridiculously popular. So
it was haunting to put it in that show, and they did get Metallica's permission to do that, but I don't think they had to pay anything for it. And
that's what I mean. That, like, you would never be able to pull that off now. Metallica would be like, we want $10 million.
No, Lars would sue your pants off.
Yeah. Hence why Metallica songs are never in movies, because they're like, you can't afford our songs.
Yeah, right.
So
go listen to that song. It's awesome.
I'm going to have to tell you this, and it's sad, but it's true. Welcome Home Sanitarium was going to be my second pick. If it was still on the board, it was going to be my second pick. And here's why. I'm picturing 2 hour 15 minute set with Metallica, with the boys on stage, lots of pyrotechnics, lots of cool video imagery in the background. And then they close down shop. They give you the old 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is, the whole crowd standing up, clapping, applauding, screaming, we want more Metallica, 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 Metallica. I was going to have them open up a 5-song encore with Welcome Home Sanitarium. So yep. Beautiful pick by you there, B. You stole one from Big Nick.
I know what I'm doing.
Upset. Yep. I know you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Mark?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I might skirt out here, boys, with just about all the picks that I won, because you guys are going to be plucking from the first few albums. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you can have them.
Hey, and that's the beauty of the draft, because
exactly.
it's in the, a little reference, it's in the eye of the beholder.
That it is. That it is. So that leaves me with a tough choice, because I actually have to decide. I've got two that are pretty even here. I will say I did not have Creeping Death on my list, Mr. B, but that is a badass track, sir. So I cannot disagree with that choice at all. And Welcome Home Sanitarium speaks for itself.
Google the greatest Metallica songs and your head will explode.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Unless you don't want your head to explode, then don't do that.
Pretty happy with my head the way it is.
Yeah. So I think your head, you have a nice shaped head.
Yeah, it's nicely shaped.
And stop giving so much love to Google, B.
Hey, use Yahoo search if you want.
What about a little
Spotify streams?
Little DuckDuckGo.
Go. Well played. Well played. Come
on, get with the games. All right. So see, I'm trying to anticipate what Nick is going to pick here, because he's got to see. My strategy isn't just to pick the best five. It's also I want to snag a Nick pick, because I want to think about one that potentially can come back to me if I let it slide. Will he pass it by?
I love that you're trying to stick it to the man.
You got
to
stick it to the man.
And the man being Big Nick.
Why am I the man?
Number one pick, you are the man.
I was the one that made sticking it to the man cool.
Back in 87.
So you became the man and took the number one pick. All right, so I'm gonna go on a little bit of a reach here.
He's already reaching in the second round.
No, I think this could, this definitely, I think it's worthy of a second round pick. I'm reaching in the sense of, I actually like the other song that I'm not going to pick better, but I think this one is more likely to be a Nick pick. He can tell me if I'm wrong, but I am going to go back to one of the old albums, and I'm going to go with the title track, Master.
Yes.
Good pick.
Master.
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 It's a pulling your
Master. Strings.
All right, good pick. You didn't get me.
That's all right. No, that song to me, that was one that, again, like, I didn't hear that until much later on. But that one just instant, like, catchability. I don't know. Like, man, just
that one grinds.
Hits you right in the ear hole. You know, I mean, it really brings the thunder. So, yeah, Master of Puppets, it's too iconic. I couldn't leave it off my track. Plus, I don't want to end up with all the songs off the Black albums.
Hey, it's your team you're drafting. Exactly. I had Master Puppets at number 4 on my list. So
there you go. It was 3 on mine. So
it was going to be picked if it came back to me for faux show.
That's sweet.
Well, just a quick little review here. What's interesting? So we have one song off of And Justice for All, one song off of the Black album, one off of Ride the Lightning, and 2 off of the Master of Puppets album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, to throw a little ranch into everything.
Should we do it twice? Maybe thrice?
What you going to do?
Let's go get some fucking French toast.
Some French toast.
Let's skip the draft and get that French toast. I'm going to go with one off of Ride the Lightning.
Got a big chunk.
To push another one from Ride the Lightning, let's go with a little song. And this one's great live for my encore set. For whom? The bell tolls.
Yes.
The bell tolls.
Another one that we played in our our amazing band, Ass Bag. We probably butchered the hell of it, but we did play that song. And yes, For Whom the Bell Tolls is awesome.
Ass Bag, the artist formerly known as the Lumberjacks.
I feel like you should just call it the artist formerly known as Ass Bag, because that just has a better ring to it.
I mean, we were really big in a small town in Columbus. Really big. Huge.
Well, I like the Lumberjacks better because we had outfits. We had Lumberjack-type outfits. We were sans suspenders, though. We needed some suspenders.
So, Big Dick, and you remember, we loved that one because the bass line. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, in a lot of metal rocks, but especially, again, we're talking about mid-80s, the bass didn't get a lot of love. If anything, they turned the bass down, and you got that bass line kicking in there. Awesome. I remember playing that on your bass in your basement because we would take turns trying to figure it out. And, I mean, hell, that was when we were like 12.
Yeah, and give me my bass back. I didn't need you to play that because I could play it just fine.
I know, but you were showing me how to do it. We were taking turns, man. I thought it was a friend's time, but now I see you're salty about it. So
it was a friend's time, and still then you accused me of stealing your socks, and friendship over.
Friendship over.
Give me my socks back.
Who steals somebody's socks? Not me. All right, I'm going to go with one. This one was maybe a little too played, but it's a song that's weird because when this was all over MTV, and when I say mean all over MTV, I swear that there was like a 6 month period where I couldn't turn on MTV and the song wasn't on every 15 minutes.
I know what it is.
So I got a little tired of this one, and it was never really one of my favorites off of this particular album anyway. But then, like, fast forward 20 years later, and for some reason, it's become one of my favorite Metallica songs, and I think it's a great song that would be on my encore track here, my encore set, Wherever I May Roam. And I tell you what, I'm putting that one, I'm drafting it as my third choice here, but in my song list, on my encore, me and the boys are going to play this one last. After you've experienced the entire Metallica concert, this is what we are going to send you out, back out into the world with. The Wherever I May Roam off of the Black Album.
Good choice. Yeah, I that's a song that I really loved when I purchased that Black Album because it was just really good. I don't know how to describe it. I was like, oh, that's a really good song. Like, let's just keep listening to it.
Well, and the video was all live. Like, it was a collage of live footage, which was really cool because by that time, the Black Album had been out for, it feels like a year and a half. Like, they're already touring and selling a bunch of albums. They've sold millions of albums. The album was already a hit. And so this is just like the video to me was just a celebration of their success of this album. And
those are my favorite album videos is instead of like having a story, I just liked when they showed like live clips of the band just rocking out as a kid. I just thought that was way cooler than a story. Like I didn't want to see a story. I want to see the band kind of meddling out in a garage somewhere. So nailed it.
Well, I always had a strong appreciation for songs when bands are writing songs about the road, being on tour, being on the road, because it is different. It's something that a lot of bands, a lot of people aspire to have musical success, have a music career, and have success with their band. And going out and having a successful tour is proof that you have success. And most people never get to experience it, right? It's like, it's like comparing a guy playing UAA or UA basketball and to somebody who's in the NBA, right?
Of course.
That's the difference right there. So I love when bands write songs about the road. Mark, that puts us back to you for your number three pick.
Oh,
truck.
What you gonna do?
My pick made it through, boys. And so wherever I may roam, that was number five on my list.
Big Nick. Oh, Big Nick, way to snake Mark.
That was a good selection. But my number two choice is still sitting out there, boys, and I gotta take it because you know it's sad but true. Sad but true. That song, I think the reason that I liked Metallica when I first heard them and a lot of it stemmed off of the Black Album, was obviously it's not as heavy as their first three albums. I mean, that's a given, right? But it's riff-tastic. Like, the riffs themselves, if you just take them as, like, individual riffs, they're absolute powerhouses.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they're some of the most iconic riffs, I think, probably that were ever written. And a few of them are on the same album, which to me is kind of wild. You know? So I think, you know, there definitely was some other ones out there from some of the earlier stuff, and surprise, even some of the later stuff that was tempting, but I can't leave Sad But True sitting out there. I just can't. So I'd be too sad, but it's true. I'm taking
but
it.
But true. You'd be sad, but true.
But it's true. I'm taking it. So
a lot of that, Mark, and I know you know this, but some of the listeners may not know, but a lot of that transformation of Metallica for the Black Album, which was so successful, and what was cool was it made people retrospectively go back and buy all the older albums. Like, people that weren't on board yet, they now like, oh, I got to buy the whole catalog. So imagine the success you have there, that an album is so great and so powerful and so wonderful that it inspires everybody to go out and buy all your old stuff that's been sitting on the shelves. And that was a heavy influence of a one Bob Rock. His mother calls him Robert Rock, and he's no relation to Kid Rock, as far as I know. But Bob Rock, he made his hay working and really helping a little band called Motley Crue find a lot of success. And they were very heavy, too, in their younger days. And Bob Rock comes along, and he's talking to these Metallica guys, and he's like, look, guys, you guys are every bit as talented. You are every bit as good of songwriters and entertainers as all these other bands that have sold millions and millions of records. It's just, you got to rein it in a little bit, boys. We don't need every song to be 10 minutes long.
Yeah, you don't need six guitar solos. Let's limit to one.
Bob's like, there's no point in having an instrumental song on the album. Let's put lyrics to everything. And oh, by the way, James, how about we not call a song Crib Death, because that's incredibly depressing.
Or Creeping Death.
That's when you need some outside people to help you sometimes make your song accessible.
That's where that producer hand kind of comes in and can, I don't want to say commercialized. I mean, it obviously was commercialized, but it made it a little more mainstream, right? It kind of gave it that
where the masses can understand it versus, again, a 7.5 minute song. Like, I mean, that's just like, most people are like, I don't have enough time span to even listen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Enter Sandman was originally titled Crib Death, and Bob Rock said, nope, this, I will walk if you call it that. Let's come up with a different name.
I would have been cool with it.
Brian's like, let's roll, son.
Yeah, I was a dumb fifth grader. I would have been totally cool with anything Metallica said. Here we go. Black Album making a strong appearance here in the third round. That brings us to Mr. B, who's got back-to-back picks.
Here we go. So one of my, again, this one I didn't think you guys would pick, but I don't want to wait on it. I'm going to go with Fade to Black. And the reason why I like this one so much is because it was on the softer side for Metallica, and that blew my mind. I was like, whoa, these guys can like do a song that's not in-your-face metal.
Softer side early, because this is off of Ride the Lightning.
Yes, exactly. And again,
Mr. B loves.
I love Ride the Lightning.
Favorite album, right?
Oh, it is. And we've talked about that, but just I love that song, like the transition of going to all these kind of heavy songs, and then you're like, you hear this song, whoa, what are they doing here? And as a young kid, I was like, whoa, because you kind of think bands are just going to do the same thing. Like, no, we can metal your face off and then we can switch it around and do this. And I think Mark can attest to this. In a lot of the bands we're in, we wanted to try to emulate that idea of like, we're going to drop a metal song in your head and then the next song is going to be this kind of soft ballad. And you're like, whoa, what are you doing? Whoa,
to show range, and that's what Fade to Black does early for Metallica. It shows the range of the band, and more importantly, the talents of their band and the talents of their songwriting capabilities and abilities. So I love that song, and I used to love that was one of the ones that I loved as a little kid. And then when I got my driver's license, the rare times that like 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night that the rock station would actually play Fade to Black. Oh, yep. Crank it up to 11, friends. Man, that mm-hmm. was always a fun time in the old 86 Buick. All right, here we go, boys. Back to back, Fade to Black. Hit us, Mr. B, with your fourth round pick.
Guess what? You've just drawn the shortest straw. And I credit Big Nick to exposing me to the Injustice for All album, because I remember helping him with his newspaper route at 5 a.m. and he's got that album playing. And I'm like, what is this mysterious music that you play? And so you shortest straw. And so I was like, yes. And I just love that song. I love how catchy it is.
Law.
Yeah. So shortest straw is going to come in as my number 4 pick of my team. Again, that's still 6.5 minutes long. So it's not a short song, but it's awesome. And I love shortest straw. They still need to turn the bass up on that album, but that's a whole separate conversation. So we'll just move on.
I believe there is technically no bass on that album.
You have to listen really close.
No. Sadly, Cliff died before the album was recorded. Like, didn't they play the, from my understanding, didn't they just play the guitar riffs on a separate track through a bass?
No, that was they had Newstead on it. I thought they just, the way they EQ'd it is they just took the bass out of it.
Murdered him out of there.
So yeah, so Jason's new.
We're not gonna turn him up for
it. And that's one of the big arguments against that album is the way that EQ'd is they kind of just dropped the bass to hardly anything. But even with that, that song is badass. That's a go-to gym song for Mr. B. It's also a song when I know I'm about to battle Mark and no phones. I usually send it to him, say, "Hey Mark, you just drew the shortest straw because I'm about to destroy your face."
Boom.
Shakalaka. Well, and you know, you say turn up the bass, and you know, I have a strong appreciation for the bass, having played it in school, owning a couple of bass guitars myself. But I don't know, that album to me is so, there's something so clean and almost mechanical about the sound on that album. Like I love the way that the guitar and Lars just crank together. You know, just like it's like the gears of an engine or
a well, that might have been their idea behind it is, hey, the bass is actually muddying it up. Let's just keep the bass to where it makes the speakers rumble, but that's all it's going to do. You know, we don't want any more than that. So
I don't look, I wish that Dimebag Darrell was alive to confirm this for us or deny it. You know, those boys, the Pantera boys, who so strongly looked up to the Van Halen brothers, right? Guitarist and drummer brother playing together in the garage forever, trying to perfect their sound together as this two-man team. I want to believe, and I would be curious to be able to ask Mr. Darrell this, if this album and Justice for All, that sound, that crunch, that clean between the guitar and the drums, if that had any influence on Pantera as they were transitioning into what became that very clean crunch sound that Pantera adapted to with
that would be a good question to ask for sure, buddy.
With their third and fourth album. All right. Sorry, I went way off track there.
Somehow we're talking about Pantera.
Hey, that is for another day, my friends. Now, number 4, we are in round 4. Mark is on the clock. He's getting nervous. I can tell he's nervous. Look at him. He's sweating.
Oh, he's sweating. Look at that bead of sweat.
He has just drawn the shortest straw, and now he's nervous. The
shortest straw.
Sweats in my eyes.
Drowned by law, which is a weird line, but James wrote it anyway.
Yes. I feel like this draft is flying, boys. We're already well past the halfway point, already starting to get towards the end here. I feel like when we have as many quality tracks as Metallica has, and as many, just looking at the list of what's been taken already, would make most bands switch their set list in a heartbeat for that set list. It makes it interesting, but here's the hard truth, boys. It's my pick and nothing else matters.
Nice.
Nothing else matters. At the risk of making my entire set list outside of Master of Puppets the Black Album, which I don't think is going to happen. I got to take Nothing Else Matters, kind of for the same reason that Mr. B took Fade to Black. I like that this is one of their softer songs. Yep. And again, like, people can argue, well, I heard it too much. Okay, well, then turn off the radio. That's always my argument when people
It's a beautiful song.
It is truly a beautiful song. Yeah.
So, I mean, not to float my own boat here, boys, but so I'm a Spotify subscriber. I know some of us are Apple Music, and we're very diverse in our streaming.
Can I get your sign-in password?
Yes, I'll send it over immediately.
Could you announce it right here for thousands of people?
Yeah. Ask Timmy and the research team in the break.
Password is 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right. Once again, 1, 2, 3, 4 is my password. If I look at the Spotify top playlist, right? So it gives you the top songs that have been played. And Nick, I'm kind of playing a little bit off of what you had mentioned, doing it for the audience. Number one at 1.3 billion streams, Enter Sandman. Number two at almost 1.1 billion streams, Nothing Else Matters. And number three, Master of Puppets, 800 million.
Good for you.
All three of my songs, boys. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and if you want...
Making the people happy here.
I know we talked about no covers, but... When Metallica let other artists redo some of their songs, there's like two or three artists that redid Nothing Else Matters, and they're awesome. I think even Miley Cyrus did one.
Really?
She did. Am I right on that, Big Nick?
I believe so, yes. That's
and like
the one that jumped to mind.
I wouldn't think I would even like it. And I was like, holy shit, that's pretty awesome. So
yeah,
it just shows you how good of a song it is that other artists can touch that song and just make it
that is pretty kind sweet.
Of this unique thing. So great pick. I was hoping that would sneak all the way to the end and I would snag it because it's on the softer side, but
yeah,
good pick, buddy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's interesting. So again, just obviously this is only Spotify, so this isn't, you know, looking at the other platforms, but out of the top 10, boys, there's only three songs on the Spotify top 10 stream list that are remaining. So we've picked seven of the Spotify top 10 so far. So very, very interesting. But again, just looking at the songs we've picked, they're so good. They're so good. No. I mean, can't go wrong.
Big Dick kind of hit it. It's like almost like we're creating the encore list because they're the best songs. Like, they finish their hour and a half set, take 10 minutes, and then they come out and do five more songs. I think we all have a list that would be encore worthy already. And Big Nick is about to jump into his fourth and fifth pick to end the draft. So we're near the end here, Big Nick. Don't blow it.
We're getting real close. Big Nick, just real quick before you jump in, I just want to throw this out there because I know there's some out there, they're going to air their grievances, their list of grievances. So I like Metallica. I have never been like die hard Metallica. So again, I think that's just a little bit of defense of my picks and a lot of Black Album going on here. And, you know, I can already hear the chatter of you picking all just the popular stuff.
Don't degrade your pick.
No, all I'm saying is those are my favorite songs off of out of Metallica to this point. So, but just a little bit of reasoning behind why my list probably looks a little different than Nick and Brian. But
fair enough, because I wouldn't say you're a Metallica head.
Yeah, I'm
you're
not.
A Metallica.
I like Metallica.
Like if I laid out a bunch of albums. I don't think you would grab Metallica as the first band you'd want to hear.
No, I wouldn't. Unfortunately. Sorry. The Lars counter just keeps, I think he's suing me for
click,
that.
Click, 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 click.
I tell you what, man, offer no apologies there, Sweetwater, because you are a fine musician yourself. I respect your opinion. You are a great singer, songwriter, guitar player in a very cool metal band yourself. So all of your picks are very, don't pull a Wayne and Garth, we're not worthy situation.
We're not worthy. Oh, shucks.
You're totally worthy. And I like your pick. And one thing I wanted to say about your latest pick, Nothing Else Matters. So this is what I absolutely love that song. That's a song that does not quit for me. It's one of those, it's a weird situation because a lot of times when a band comes out and they put out their typical, you know, heavy stuff, which I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I get that some people think that Metallica sold out with the Black Album. You know what I tell you? Hey, guess what, idiot? You bought the damn album, right? It, like, has there been in the history of the world four guys that sit around and they're like, you know what, let's write some songs and nobody will buy this shit. And if that's their plan, I hope nobody buys it because I don't want anybody to think we sell out. Guess what? Never been successful, never went on tour, because nobody cared. The whole idea is to make music that people are going to like and love.
Plus it was cutting edge at the time.
And I mean, the thing with this song is it's not one of those ballads that they wrote and they just slapped it on the album at the last minute. And then 10 years later, you're going, oh my God, the Velveeta, the cheesiness level on that song is terrible. No, this song is beautiful. It's great.
Holds up.
It's a heavy metal ballad, which is rare too. Like, and it's not a rock ballad. It's a heavy metal ballad. Exactly.
And it's still 6.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
It forced
the radio to play him.
Yeah. Also, the first time that I saw Jason Newsted wearing glasses because he needed them to read the sheet music. But the thing, here's a very fond memory that I have of I think watching the old Making the Black album. And I think they were interviewing Bob Rock when he said, again, Robert Rock, no relation to Kid Rock. They're interviewing him and he was talking about, hey, when we're trying to record this, Jason is playing on, this was very cool because it inspired my brother, the captain from True Crime Garage. Jason is playing a fretless electric bass on that song. All right. In the studio. And they say that he's doing the fingering method, no pick on this song. He is hitting those strings with such force that Bob Rock's like, look, man, all the other mics are picking up you hitting those strings, and the additional noise that's creating, they had to build a wall to put him inside a wall so the other mics wouldn't pick up the forcefulness of his fingers hitting those strings.
Wow.
And so that part was really cool, and it inspired the captain to purchase a fretless bass and one that is beautiful, by the way. I have to say, because I told him, look, man, life is a series of guitars, as Sweetwater Mark will tell you, and Mr. B will tell you too. And I told that boy a long time ago, I said, look, when you find your way graduating to more expensive guitars and basses that you fancy, if you ever get rid of that one, I am first on your call list. You call me before anybody else.
And I'm number two.
I own that bass today. I own that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. I believe he probably just gave it to me because he's a nice guy. But so that one, that is a fond memory for me, for Nothing Else Matters. All right. Drag this out long enough.
Yes, you have.
You shut up and listen to me.
All right. For whom the bell tolls.
I'm going to go with a title track for my fourth pick, first pick of the fourth round. I'm going to go with, again, nowhere even in the top 10 for Nick for favorite song, but there's something about this one that just, man, it would be perfect for my encore. I'm going to go And Justice for All.
There you go, buddy.
Right there. And sorry, it's about 9.5 minutes long, but you know what? If you put that in your encore, guarantee everybody in their seats gets to finish their beer and popcorn before the show's over.
Put that in your encore and smoke it.
They have.
Tastes like justice.
Tastes like justice for all.
No, great pick, Big Nick. And I kind of thought you were going to pick that one just because, again, you and I have an affinity for that album. But,
yep,
that's just a quality jam.
Solid pick.
There's a chance that I might open up my encore with that. My five-song encore with that. Because it starts off with the down, 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 dun, 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 dun. It goes back and forth with that a few times before it gets into the heavy part. All right, fifth, final round. My final pick, the final Big Nick pick, I'm going to go with the first track selected off of Kill 'Em All. I'll go with The Four Horsemen.
Yes.
Ooh, good choice. Yep. Had that one on my list. That was a good choice.
Which I'm shocked, though, because I thought for sure you're going to go with Eye of the Beholder.
Oh, well, that is one of my favorite Metallica songs, but it's not about me. It's about
you're about myself. The people. You're about the people.
Yes, I am here to create this encore list for the people.
And you have, because that is a great list. But I know how much you love Eye of the Beholder. I thought you would sneak that in there somewhere. So,
All right, before we get to Mark's final pick, I want to point out something here. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go through the albums. Kill 'Em All, we have one track selected. Ride the Lightning, 3. And Justice for All, we have, my numbers are correct, we have 3. Master of Puppets, we have 2. And the Black Album, we have 4.
Yes.
I think that's correct. Okay, so.
Correct. Good math.
2 more songs. Mark, you're up first for the second pick of the final round of our Metallica draft.
And don't you steal my song, you
don't son of a bitch.
This is so difficult. So, like, it's the last pick. I feel like I'm probably going to leapfrog my own list here and pick something lower down the list, but I want to include something from this album because this is obviously the next album after the Black Album, and that would be coming off of the album Load, which to me had some absolute jams. And if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to our lawn mowing episode. This album was 100% on my lawn mowing playlist. This is when I was in the height of my lawn mowing career at, what was that? I was 15 years old.
1994. He was just mowing like a mofo.
96, actually, but close. But I was mowing yards like they were going out of style, bagging grass, trimming hedges.
Off the driveway.
Oh, dude. I was spot on. I used to put this album on. There's so many good ones. Ain't My Bitch, 2x4. So many good ones. All right. So I'm going to have to make a decision here. So it's down to 2. Can I just tell you guys a 2 that I'm waffling on?
Is this going to take a long time?
Is it Fuel? And
so I have Fuel higher on my list. It is not Fuel, though, because I feel like Fuel's kind of the gimme.
It's a great live song.
I love Fuel. Don't get me wrong. I have that rated a couple steps higher than these 2 songs.
So my guess is probably it's Until It Sleeps or I don't know the other one.
King Nothing.
Where's your crown, King Nothing? Yeah. And Fuel is big with the NASCAR people. They love that. Yes, of course they would. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, at this point, at 15 years old, I'd finally gotten into my full rock phase, but I like stuff that was like chunky and rhythmic and just made you like kind of just bob your head. Just, So
call that headbanging, Mark.
No, not headbanging. This is a little more subtle.
You want to do like the Dr. Dre, let the heads ring?
I'm not the meme with the guy with the jackhammer and he's got the hair and he's going full circular headband. No, not that extreme. This is just you're walking down the street and you look confident because you're just shaking your head. I think I'm going to go with King Nothing, boys. King Nothing, something about that song. Until It Sleeps is so close. I'm passing over The Unforgiven and Fuel to pick these 2, to pick King Nothing. But I'm going King Nothing because, again, I love Something for the People. I've got 4 songs that the people obviously love. This one's for me. I'm picking King Nothing. Brings me back to my teenage years. And so many good memories associated with this song. So King Nothing it is. That's my pick. And I know it's not even on your guys' list, but
not on my list. Not even on anyone's list.
Neither here nor there. Neither here nor there.
I'm just messing with you.
See, there's 2 songs on Mr. B's the playlist that aren't on my list either. So it's to be expected.
That's what makes the draft so awesome because they're still very subjective. I mean, we were talking about probably like 200 songs to pick from. So
well, right. And in fairness, to pay true homage and respect to the great Metallica, they have so many great songs that it's likely that we all are going to have songs that are not on our list because you do the math. Sure. We only really need to come up with a strategy for about 15 or so songs.
Exactly.
And
well, and in fairness, that's why I waited till the last round to pick this one.
We could have done a Metallica album draft.
We probably could have done 10 songs.
We could have because they have so many albums. We could have drafted our top 5 albums.
And James really hates it when you call him Jim, too, by the way. Just
Jimmy.
Just went Jimmy Hetfield.
Yeah, that's what I usually call him when I hang out with him.
Little Jimmy.
All right.
He loves it.
All right. So my last pick to round out the end of the draft, because I love this album, and I had this one rated as like my number six song. The fact that it didn't get picked is awesome. I'm going to go with Ride the Lightning.
Lightning.
Very good.
Not on my list, but good choice.
Hey, fair enough. I don't care about your list. I don't care about your list. My list will punch your list in the face.
Probably would. Mine's a little more easygoing than your list. Your list is angry.
Oh, hey, I want to Ride the Lightning, Creeping Death, Fade to Black, and then Draw the Shortest Straw. Yeah. Ride the Lightning. Again, you guys know I love Ride the Lightning, the album. It's hard for me. I even tried to like look at other albums. Like, is that song better than this one? No. I even tried to like go outside of my realm, and I just couldn't. So Ride the Lightning. I had that one rated really high. The fact that it dropped all the way down to here, great for me. So that's my pick.
One thing that I love in particular about the title track for Ride the Lightning, Dave Mustaine gets a writer's credit on that song.
Hell yeah, he does.
Singer guitar player for Megadeth, who was once in Metallica. The thing that I love about that is when you hear Jimmy Hetfield deliver those lyrics in for the Ride the Lightning track, you can hear and feel the Dave Mustaine in those lyrics, can't you? Like, those are totally the way that not only something he would write, but the way that he would sing it. And so I, as a kid, having a Megadeth being one of my favorite bands, Metallica also being, you know, one of my favorites as well, I loved hearing that old Mustaine leftover in Metallica with that song. So with that being said, Mr. B's final list is Creeping Death, Welcome Home Sanitarium, Fade to Black, Shortest Straw, Ride the Lightning, the title track off of the album Ride the Lightning. Mr. Ooh. B, no surprise, picking three songs from his favorite album. What's so strange too is to sit back all these decades later and think of how many great songs are on Ride the Lightning that eventually finally made their way to the radio. And that album, when it first came out, didn't really sell that well.
No, it didn't.
In the grand scheme of things, was not a great selling album, and it's loaded with great tracks.
Exactly.
I mean, even the most obscure track on there probably would be Trapped Under Ice, and that's a brilliant song as well. So, B, I love you, man. And I'm sitting like having this discussion. I feel like we are like in sixth grade again, and we're talking about that album for the first time. We have Mark, who's coming in with Enter Sandman, Master of Puppets, Sad But True, Nothing Else Matters, and King Nothing, all fine picks. Big Nick with One, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Wherever I May Roam, and Justice for All, and Four Horsemen. And if you're keeping track of the albums, we got four tracks off of the Ride the Lightning album, four tracks off of the Black album. So those are the two big winners for the albums as far as Metallica goes. Three tracks off of Injustice for All, two off of Master for Puppets, one off of Kill 'Em All, and one off of Load. My God, my friends, that is a whole lot of fun, Metallica. You know what? If you're listening to the show's over now. So do me a favor. Do Big Nick a favor. After you turn this off, we have inspired you. I know that you are now going to grab your phone out of the cup holder immediately and find your favorite Metallica song. Whatever you do, I know you're going to crank it up to 11. Do not air drum yourself into a ditch. Whatever you do. I know that it's really tempting to try to keep up with wars. Safety first. Put on the seatbelt. Do not air drum yourself into a ditch. That is some good, useful information straight from the big kids. We are the Big Kid Show. Do you see what I see?